Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 999. How do you view internal tension? Do you view this as pressure that you can harness and help you focus and do the thing that it is that you're trying to do? Or does this turn into stress for you? Now, we're all going to have times where we get stressed. We're all going to have times where we feel pressure. I think pressure, though, is something that we can really use in a positive way. And I think this is what we get into. And, you know, we're talking word choice here. So when I ask you guys, how do you view this stuff? And I ask for your feedback via email on the stuff, you know, there's a lot of what we talk about is it can seem very semantical with word choice, which, by the way, and however you look at it, like if you look at something in a certain way, but it's helping you, then the word choice is actually being, I mean, it's working to your advantage. If you're, you know, but if you're saying something, you look at it as a completely different way, or it's not working for you, then, you know, it seems like a play on words. I do think word choice matters for a lot of things, but I also, again, think that depends on how the individual views it. So in this case, really what I'm wanting to figure out is this internal energy, when you feel it by default, are you trying to use it, harness it in a way to help you move forward, or does it bog you down? And I do think I think we all get stressed out at some point. I think we get stressed out at many points. And I think when I say stressed out, I mean in a negative way. But I think if we're able to, and this may happen when we've reached the point of being stressed out and we start to calm down a little bit, it might take us days, weeks, or whatever, we might be burnt out. And then when we're burnt out, we have a chance to take a step back and think about things a little bit. I think we might be able to then think about how we allocate energy. I know for me, when I've been near or at burnout, because I've been burnt out a couple of times. And when I say burnout, I mean, I feel like for months I'm just going on fumes, or I have to step away for something because my head just isn't firing with it the way that I feel like it should be, because so much of all the stuff that we talk about is nuance, right? Like it's how you view it in your own head and how you channel this stuff in your own life. And that's the same thing here with the internal tension. What I work on, and I hope this for you guys, is you know, being in a place where when I feel that pressure, I have a choice. So something that in the past might have stressed me out, I'm able to channel it in a different way, and it actually helps me stay focused. So this is one of those episodes where I feel like I've gone all over the place and I'm barely making sense. But let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know, one, if I'm making sense. Two, let me know your thoughts on internal tension, pressure, and stress, what word choice you use, what all of it means to you. So with that, that's all I have for you today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.